Shalom Aleichem, students, friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, B'siyata D'Shmaya. And the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia and Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph brings the Braisa. Tashma K'tzios V'derech V'afilu B'tzatz Sdei K'tzios V'chein Tenen Ota L'derech U'matzat Tenen Tachtem U'tar Shem Gezov Toros Mer Meiser. Coming here, proof from a Mishnah and Maestris, if dried figs are found in the path, and even if they were found at the side of a field where dry figs are spread to dry. And likewise, if there is a fig tree whose branches extend over a path and one found figs beneath it, those figs are permitted and taking them is not prohibited due to the prohibition of robbery. And as these are owners' property, one who finds them exempt from the obligation to separate the tithes in the case of olives or of carobs. It is prohibited to take the proof, to take the fruit. So skipping only Gemara, let's say for the Rava Kashia, the latter is difficult according to Rava, who holds that the Yosh Shalei Midas have a Yosh, because it says there that in the case of the olives or the carobs, B'zeisim Chruvim Maser, it's prohibited to take the fruit. Why? Why is it prohibited to take these olives or carobs? Because the person doesn't know about it. The Yosh Shalei Midas love a Yosh. I'm Rabbi Abo, Shaini Zayi, and so because it's a Mechichalav, no. The lacham and olive is different. Its appearance proves the identity of the owner. It's fruit fallen from the tree. It appears similar to the fruit of the tree. And even though the olives fall off the tree, one who finds the olives knows that the olive tree is located in a place that is owned by a specific person. And it belongs to that person. And Mamela, the owner, will not renounce ownership of the fruits. Valvagav denas from Zaysi, even though Zaysim fall, made the idea of the place of a person. Is owned by, belongs to that person. That's his place. The fruits that fall there relate to him. And Mimela, there's no Yesh. You want to say there's Yesh? No. Everybody knows that the fruits relate to the place which belongs to him, so Mimela's no Yesh. That's why there's no Yesh. Normally, Yesh Shalom Yidas. Have a Yesh. But here not, because the owner is in the Siyai Shihachia for the Reisha Nami. So why then in the Reisha? We say that you're allowed to take the fruit that fell from the fig tree. And just the Gemara, Amar of Popet, Teina Nefilosanim SS, Eteina, with its Nefila, becomes Mos. Eteina, when it falls, with its falling, becomes Mos. Becomes disgusting, even if the fruit can be attributed to the tree of origin. Since it's no longer fit for consumption, the owner would not want the fruit and consequently renounces his ownership. Rashi writes, since he knows that it's going to fall, it's the siyash meikara. Because it becomes disgusting. It's already mafgrid from the get-go. Like the Mishnah Gzeilah Aveda 15:15 asks, Shavei Terutzav Papa de Te'ina, Inifilasan in Eses, Koi Lehova. This territory of Papa, the Te'ena, when it falls, it becomes disgusting, is according to Rava. So why did Rashi have to say that it's Yeush is Meikara? According to Rava, Yeush Shalomi Das is considered Yeush, even if Meikara is not Misyash. Because there's a nundana that if he would know, he would be Misyash. Why does Rashi have to say he had Yesh from the get-go? He didn't have to say Yesh from the get-go. Even if he had Yesh afterwards. It's not a Kashan Rava. His Rava holds Yesh Shalei Midas have a Yesh. And here he has Yesh Shalei Midas. Here if he would know, he would have Yesh. So he doesn't have to have Yesh Meikar if he only finds it afterwards. So that's the kashe of the Lechem Mishnah Rashi. And on this, the Chemdes Shleime answers the Ramas Omnam Divrei Rashi. The Yesh Loimer, the Al Kroch Lor Minan Yeush, Shlamidas Haviyash Rakwa Vedish Kvayatim Yishis Bailin. Vilu Haviyadi Havimiyashi. Alken Yishloim Aftainam Yodim Adayim Yikomokum Havi Ovid Mehem. Havayayush. Mashenkin Bedovish. So he says, when do we say Yayush Shlamidas Haviyayush? We only say this by an Aveda that already went out of the Rishis Bailin. And if you would know, it'd be Messiahish. And therefore we can say that even though he doesn't know, it's considered over, it's considered lost, and it's yeish. Mashen came b'davar she'enu b'geder aveda. Something that's not in the category of an aveda. Kon hacha the chazisim muchicha lav, like here, where you could see by the way it looks, who the owner is. Akoyim shel bala sadr, everyone knows who owns the bala sadr, akov nimas mafkir lehu, since it becomes mos, he's mafkir it. Another bala tzkos mitam hefker, and the one who takes it is coming to b'zecha mitam hefker. Shabbaila mafkir madavar, lezeish leimar, itzerich vade das baila, because man sheni yode lo chashiv hefker. Ben adam le yeish, love a siluk ba'alma. The rak siluk ba'alma, was a shabbi, the sort rashi, love it yidia. Akart the valkin to take rashi, the same de mafkir. Akain vay di yoda. Stomeret, that in the case of it's, where it's not together of veda, like here, that chazis mochichal, everyone knows it belongs to Bala Sada. Just because it's Mos, he's mafkirit, and somebody comes to take it, he's zeche mitam hefker, the bailam are mafkirit. There we can say that vaday, you have to have active das bailam. You can't compare it to yesh, yesh is just still. Here it's still in his rishus. So here you need more than that, here you need actual hefker. That's where Rashi had to say, he knew about it. So when we're dealing with a loss, so there you can say yesh, shalem midas have a yesh. We're not dealing with a loss when it's not out of his rishus, when it's b'chazus mochichalav, there you need actual hefker. That's the pshat that the Chem de Shlema gives in Rashi. Ah, Hashem, how often do we learn Chem de Shlema? They're all geshmak. So there is a Chem svarat ha-chiluk shel Chem de Shlema. The Yeyush to have a siluk mahani umdega v'das vavo. He wants to say that by Yeyush, which is just siluk, you're just removing yourself there, and umdega helps. According to Rava. And that's talking about where it's not in your shus. There Yeush which is a siluk. You're just removing yourself there and then it helps. Mashen came here where it's still in his rishus, you need a chalais hefker. Chalais hefker, the yomdin is not enough, you need actual yeush. You need actual hefker. For the chalais hefker. So, ain't a move on. Says Marina Rabbeinu, we've been going on for the Abba. It's hard to understand what the chiluk is. So he doesn't accept the chiluk. Well, seemingly it's a good chiluk. But when it's just siluk, so umdana helps. But when you need more than that, and you need actual, when you need actual hefker, because chazus mochichal are there, you need to have das. But anyway, Marina Rabbeinu Hagon Rabbi Yavah doesn't buy it. Gam nira the yesh lo havi mitam siluk, and also yesh doesn't work for some for a siluk for just removing yourself. The siluk doesn't work in a davar shevein. All the yesh ain't no rotsa lasis chalos siluk el shemisiyai shem lemotzer b'choshim shleiyah lo achet itself. So he says, first of all, yesh isn't mitam siluk because it's a davar shevein, and you can't do siluk on a davar shevein. You do siluk, let's say on a halva, that's not a davar shevein, but here it's not a davar shevein. But here it's a davar shevein, you can't pursue. And also Yeyush, he doesn't want to make a chalos siluk. He's Messiah Shmuel Amotzen, he thinks he's not going to have the object anymore. It's not considered in your siluk. Can't call it siluk, but he's just removing himself. It's sort of just like passive, that he's removing himself from the object. No. Here he's actively thinking, I'm never going to find it again. That's it, I'm done with it. So therefore, it says Marina Rabbeinu that the Yeyush is not Mitara Siluk, rather it's a head to a Torah where he's Messiahish, but the Torah is Matthew, an object he was Messiahish from, so we see in Mesivis, Rasab Gimel. He writes to the Gavi Yeyush, She'en HaKhef, it's Yotze, Mibailus HaBailim, Ad the Asilu Rishon Zoyfer. The chepet doesn't go out of the rishon siluk, but the bailus of the bailus until it comes into the rishon of the zilk. If you say it's siluk, why would you say that yeush isn't pal? The Yesh doesn't go after Rishis Bailam until it goes into Rishis of the Zoicha. It's Silik, he was Mistalik. So it must be Pshad is that it's a Chalos Heta, the Torah was not there. Suddenly a person moves this Yesh from Yoni, the Yesh is only Chal when another person finds it. So if that's the Pshad, then we have to say another Pshad Rashi. In other words, if you say that it's not merely this whole Kiddush is predicated on the chiluk between Yeush, which is a siluk. There Umdina helps. Now it is a chalos hefker. Here we see it's not merely siluk. And therefore, what's the difference? Why is it that in our case, he needs to know about it, but by Yeush he doesn't need to know about it. Yeush also should need to know about it. If you need to know about it in our case by hefker. So therefore it would appear a different shot in Rashi. Based on what we explained in the previous shiur, that the Rava holds that Yeush Shalom Midas have a Yeush only where you need a Heftz of Ratzin. That's what we said before. That was the Machlekes Abaye and Rava, as we discussed in the previous shiur as well. That according to Rava, we need a Heftz of Ratzin, Yeush Shalom Midas enough. Right, we said in the previous year that the three Ophanim, three Nyanim of Ratzin, one is Ratzin of the Gabra, if it's bad or negative, then it helps. In other words, where you need a Heftz of Ratzin, there there's a Machlokas of Ayin Rav, if Yerushalim Midas have a Yerush. And the third is where you need a Ratzin, well, if and shall I see an active Ratzin, by a Chalos HaKna, there everybody holds in that it doesn't help. The Sof Lo Asi, you need the actual nice Koponim, Rav holds, like we saw in the previous Shulim, that the Yerushalayim Midas have a Yerush only where you need a Chavetz of Ratzin. But where you need Ratzin Lo'ifin Shel Asiyas Chalois, when the Ratzin has to create an actual Chalos, there Rav is Moideh, the Numina doesn't help, because Sof Lo Asi. You didn't make that Chalos, there it has to be active. There's certain instances where the Ratzin has to be active. And in those instances, even Rav holds a Yerush that a passive Ratzin isn't enough. There you go. Sof Lo Asi, you didn't do it, you didn't have the active Ratzin. Therefore, only by Yeyush, which is in Nasiyas Chalotz Ratzin, rather it's a Heter Torah where there's a Chetz of Yeyush, there Rebbe holds that through the Umdana, it's considered that there's a Chetz of Yeyush. Hashemkein Lagabe Hefker, which is in Nasiyas Chalotz Hefker, it's had a Mafkin, a Hefker, which is a making of a Chalotz Hefker. It's had a Mafkir, there even Rav is Moide, that an Umdana doesn't help. That the Umdana, that if you would know it would be Mafkir, doesn't help. It's Sof Lo Asa Akshav Asiyah Shal Hefker. The Hefker, you have to do an Asiyah of Hefker. And therefore Rashi says, Mei Pariyada Leu Mafkir. So Akapana Mucham Edibe Rashi, Divinyan Asiyah Chalois, Divinyan Asiyah Shal Asiyah Chalois, when you have to make a Chalois, Umdana doesn't help. So again, we're talking about a case where Chazus Machichalav, since Chazus Machichalav, you need an Asiyah Chalois Hefker. Since you need a Sias Chalois Hefker, and Umdana doesn't help, and therefore, according to Rava, it's not enough. That's why Rashi says that he has to actually be Mafkir. Because here, the Umdana doesn't help, because it's not just a regular case of Yesh. It's Chazus Machir Chalav. Rather, you need an Sias Chalois Hefker. And this explains, I guess, maybe the chiluk of the Chanda Shlomo between the case of Hefker in the case of Yeush. By Yeush, I mean, he says it's Midin Siluk. Yeush is a Siluk. Yeush is the Chalos of the Torah. But there, an Umdana helps. According to Rava, there it's enough of a Chavetz of Ratzin to have an Umdana if you want to be Misyayish. Here, where it's Chazus Mechichalav, the Umdana doesn't help. Here you need an actual Chalos Hefker. And therefore you need his actual Das.